Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly. Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Matty Gladden Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged bourbon is double pot distilled and non-chill filtered. It has a full-bodied mouthfeel with eucalyptus, molasses, clove, ginger, and slight citrus as well as grains of paradise. The finish is long and reappearing on the back of the tongue with notes of pepper, tobacco leaf, and mint cream. All of our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick, respect the grain, please enjoy responsibly, and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Podcasting excellence. That was Kenny Fuller. Thank you, Kenny, for that. That Scotchy Bourbon Boy theme song. That's just
Kenny, so you're kicking ass and taking names. That was outstanding.
All right. But then we'll lead into what we always do. Here we go.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
All right, welcome to another podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We're getting close to our 200th.
Yeah, we are.
Real close. I believe this is 198. So we are
close.
200th podcast. But
greetings, everyone.
That was Little Stevo. If you go to www.littlestevo.com, you can find out everything about him. He entertains us most Sunday nights here in Canton, Ohio, but he plays all around the Ohio area and he has a CD. So if you check out his website, you're going to find out everything that you need to find out about Little Stevo.
We saw him just this past Sunday night at Gervasi, and he just when you think he's can't do anything that will amaze you more, he does. He doesn't just do songs; he sounds like the artist vocally that does the song, and it is amazing.
And he evolves the song. Decides to take on an artist, he has an amazing, he's almost like as far as a cover guy, he sounds so much like so many different bands that you're listening to. But as he starts, like he started with Bruce Springsteen, The River. And at first he sang
it. It was never bad. It was always very good.
But it didn't sound like Bruce Springsteen to start off, you know, a little bit, but because it's The River, but it didn't, you know, and he sang it last Sunday night and it sounded like Bruce Springsteen.
It sounded great.
Yeah. I mean, he does a great job. And he, you know, did this Alabama song cover for us, of course. Okay, we're just going to basically get that off. It's like, sorry, I can't talk right now. I'm popular.
Yes, you are.
So damn popular. But, so that was Whiskey. I was thinking of answering. We could have answered, right? I suppose, but not really.
Well, we thought about it for a second or two.
He's probably seeing what's happening. Tonight we did start. I wanted to get into that. Okay, so Xavier!
Tiny!
So there you go. There we did some introductions. If you don't know, we are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We are a group of men and women who get together on a regular basis and drink, talk whiskey. We do it online. We're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, and I think that's it, right? Yeah, I think I got it.
Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok,
and Twitter.
Twitter, that's five yep. by my count.
And then also we are on all major podcasts, and you could check us out at our website, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. But no matter what you do, like, listen, and subscribe, please. That just helps out a lot. And comment also, that helps. But we did, and here's some damn exciting news, right?
Very exciting.
We went viral for the first time. The Scotchy Bourbon Boys, it was a reel on Facebook. And as you develop on social media, you keep getting more and more. So on social media, like on TikTok, on the shorts, on YouTube, I've had 3,000-4,000 downloads off those, and 6,000, almost 7,000 on TikTok. But on YouTube Reels, I just started, and I've got a couple over 1,000. They were 700-800, but this reel of myself being recorded with Roxy filling, thiefing from a barrel from at a barrel. Three Boys, and this has been real good for Three Boys, is over 1.2 million. We've been doing social media since 2010, okay?
Right.
We were talking art and doing things, but never. When you're starting to get into the hundreds, like YouTube, we started really pushing in last November. So there, our videos, our main videos of the podcast get anywhere. Some of them get 20 downloads, and then others are 300-400. So you're happy with getting into the high hundreds.
We had one that hit over 1,000 just a few weeks ago, and we were pleased about that.
Right, right. But now, that was on the one that went to 1,000.
That was a Facebook Live, was it not?
Well, right. But the one, we got our first 1,000 download podcast on the podcast format, and that's the right. Heaven's Door Bob Dylan Whiskey
right.
podcast.
But that one's been cooking for a while.
Well, yeah, but it's the first one. You know, when you're doing two podcasts, when they get in the 300-500, you know, downloads each, and then you add up every single year, you're doing 800. We've just clipped the 25,000 download marks, and we're at 2.5 years. Now, based off of what you're supposed to do, if your 200 podcasts were supposed to equal 10,000 downloads, that's kind of what your goal was, and we're coming up on our 200th, and we just hit 25,000. So we're ahead of the game a little bit, but at the same time, when it comes, like I said, when it comes to social media, we've had... I think the most our podcast on YouTube has is 400, but the shorts are going over 1,000. We've had a 3,000 short, which shorts are 10-15 second clips, which are different than the actual downloads of your content, but it all adds up towards watch hours and downloads and towards our goal of becoming, you want to be, what do they call them, a creator. A content creator is what we want to do, and we want to have on the videos that people will, we've got enough downloads, we got enough hours watched, that people will come and they'll run ads on our right. content. Now, we have sponsors, and that's great, but to go over 1.2 million on Reels has been absolutely, you know, I've never had anything go over 10,000.
Out of the blue.
You know, it's like the most I think I've ever had, and the stuff's been up 12 years, is a $7,000 to $8,000 downloads total on one thing that I did for Computer Art Man. So this was amazing. I mean, even now, when it went over 1 million, first it was like, okay, I went over 10,000, holy crap. Then I'm like 50,000. Then I'm 100,000. Then I'm like 250,000, a quarter of 1 million people. And it's whiskey related. It's me. It's Tiny. Scotchy Bourbon Boys all over it. Three Boys Distillery all over it. So it just keeps going. And then it's 500,000, half a million. And you're going 750,000. And you're just like, is it going to reach 1 million? And all of a sudden it hits 1 million. And it says 1M.
Yeah.
And before it was like 945K. And then 940, you could watch it go up. Now it's like, for it to go to 1.1, you need 100,000 more people. So this morning it went to 1.2. And I'm like, 1.2 million? It's still going 100,000 at a time every other day. I mean, that's just crazy. So that's been a lot of fun. Awesome. So and there's been a lot of people that have been responding to the fact that we've had 1.2 million downloads. And, you know, that's kind of like gives you internet recognition. The Scotchy Bourbon Boys have internet recognition. And I really think that's going. But then that leads us to the really cool thing that we started tonight. We started the voucher program. Oh, not without
a few bumps, but nothing we can't work out.
Yes, we will work it out. But please, if you want, we're selling vouchers for our Barrel Room Scotchy Bourbon Select Knob Creek 10-year, 8-month pick with Sandy No, Bourbon Queen, at the Jim Beam Distillery for the first ever Scotchy Bourbon Boys Barrel Select. It's the first ever, guys. This is the first one of many. There'll never be another first one. So everybody, the actual voucher is $53.47. We found out that we're getting a $5 charge somewhere, but I'm going to figure it out one way or another. But we did have a QR code on that you could just take you right there and you could purchase, which was working fantastic until we found out every single freaking bottle we sold, we were getting a $5 charge. And when you're selling 90 bottles, that's really not what you want to do, is absorb a $400 charge that you're not charging for.
Right.
So, we slowed it down, took the QR code. If you're interested, contact me on Facebook, contact the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, let us know what you want, and we will send you a payment, direct payment to your account that you can purchase the voucher. Now, the bottles are going to be available in September. The pick is available, the barrel will be coming in. We are going to have three distributions, one here and a distribution party here in Ohio. We're going to hopefully bring it down during Kentucky Bourbon Festival and distribute Kentucky. And then third, we are going to have those vouchers for shipping. You just need to let me know and we'll work out shipping charges per person. If they want the bottle shipped and they can't get it either Ohio or Kentucky drop points. So there you go. That's pretty damn fun. That pick was fantastic.
That was an awesome pick.
Oh, I still have to pinch myself to think that was real, because Carrie from the Barrel Room was with us. Xavier, initially we didn't think we were all going to be able to go. We got, you know, a couple people.
But it all fell together.
Oh, yeah. We all did the pick and picked out an amazing barrel. I can't wait for that to hit.
But to do that there at Jim Beam with Sandy No participating and, you know, contributing, that was just amazing. That's just amazing.
Fantastic. I agree.
Thank you, Sandy.
Yes. Now, so.
And thank you, Carrie.
Yeah, for sure. So, we tonight are going to be, I'm all Buffalo Trace out right here. I got my Buffalo Trace party animal. I got my Buffalo Trace shirt. Got my Buffalo Trace hat. We are tasting the Benchmark premium line, which is the Top Floor the small batch, the single barrel, the bonded, and the foolproof. So they go in proof order. And so we're going to really have fun tonight because Xavier is going to do our special section that we now call
Xavier Falls on the Grenade.
The old fuckers try and read a bottle section off the bottle. And then while he's doing that, I'm going to be looking up a little couple things. Tonight's been wild. I had a lot of setup time. I thought I would be ready. I was setting up the bottle. The voucher program went into effect. And then subsequently blew the fuck up. And it was just, all of a sudden, I wasn't getting anything done. Things were coming from everywhere. I was being barraged from everywhere. So I'm a little bit behind. But what we're going to do is we're going to start. There's bottle readings on each one of these bottles.
Thanks, loads.
Yes! And you'll get to hear our special, I can't read the bottle. That's just going to come out. But while he's doing that, I am going to search the benchmark. So
let's start. What is the first expression we're going to sample?
Benchmark top floor. Now, this is 86 proof. And then I'm going to pour us each a little pour. I know what.
A tiny
pour. We are right on. We talked about this. I got this for you.
That's what worries me.
I just gave you
a... Every pour is a tiny pour.
Well, tiny pours are,
give me a bottle.
And here's your glass.
All right. Well, let's set the glass down.
Right there. I gave you a little room there. And then I got that there. And I'm going to now... You do that. Now, look at that. Look at him trying to read.
All right. Here we go. Now, this is the description on the... Benchmark top floor. In 1773, three McAfee brothers named James, George, and Robert left Virginia westward to explore the uncharted territory that would be later be known as Kentucky. Traveling by canoe at first, the McAfee Company eventually followed a native trail overland that led to the Great Buffalo Crossing, where the brothers surveyed the land now home to the world's most award-winning distillery, Buffalo Trace Distillery. The surveyor marks left behind are known as benchmarks, and this Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey honors the pioneering spirit of those early American explorers.
All right.
So, hey.
Oh, my God.
We got it out slowly.
Whoop. Oh, you're going to tip mine over?
I tipped my glass to you.
All right. So, benchmark. Now, this is the benchmark bourbon, and this is the small. Wait, it's not the small batch, or is it? It's the top floor. Now, I'm telling you, the top floor. There it is. I got it right here. Now I get to read something on the top floor too. Top floor Buffalo Trace Distillery benchmark top floor review. All right, we'll do that from Breaking Bourbon, right? Yeah, I'm 21. So benchmarked top floor. Let's see what they got to say. All right, it is a Sazerac company. They own Buffalo Trace, made by Buffalo Trace. It is all ongoing releases all the time. It's 86 proof. There's no age statement. And then, let's see. Benchmark top floor is the second lowest proof in the benchmark family after the standard benchmark old number 8, which we don't, I have it there, but in, what would you say? In the count of not fucking Xavier out of his mind completely, I decided to leave the standard benchmark out of it. The name top floor refers to the top warehouse floor. This bourbon matures at the according to, and it matures at, and according to Buffalo Trace, top warehouse floors tend to age faster as heat rises. The location of the barrels pulled along with the 6 extra proof points compared to the standard edition do in fact help differentiate top floor. While these changes are subtle, they add up. Much like the standard benchmark bourbon, the nose is lighter side. Let's nose this. Oh, it's just delicious. I really this the caramel and the this reminds me. You want to know what this top floor reminds me of? It reminds me of Cave Hill, Rabbit Hole Cave Hill. It's that smell when you walk into a rick house. It's what bourbon should smell like, right?
It's definitely caramely, maybe a little bit of rick house smell, as you say, which is caramel basically. But
yeah, and so
and there's some wood there too.
Well, just here's the nose off of Breaking Bourbon, like caramel, like we both said, toasted oak. Like sweet barrel char, which when you're in a rickhouse, you could contest that smell in a rickhouse is barrel
definitely
char aged, and then vanilla with traditional light bourbon aroma. And they say bourbon aroma, and that's why I like to say that this is like a rickhouse, because that bourbon aroma is... You basically walk in a rickhouse and you smell bourbon. And that's kind of what this smells like. It smells delicious, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right, let's give her a taste. Now, I've been watching. Wow. That's good. For benchmark, look at what it's doing in the glass.
I know.
We are tonight tasting... And the Scotchy Bourbon Boys Glencairns. And you can take a look at that. But when you know, when you use a Glencairn and you taste, you roll it around in the Glencairn, you hold it by its base. Now, these Glencairns were supplied to us that we purchased, but through Martin Duffy, the North American Glencairn glass representative, and also a Scotchy Bourbon Boy and a backer. You can go back and listen to podcasts with him, and he really knows his Scotch. He originally came out of the Scotch industry, but here he pretty much knows bourbon and whiskey thoroughly. He's a wonderful individual. If you ever get a chance to meet him or have a dram with him, it's well worth it. But you hold that up, and that is really sticking. That. For an, what, it's 86 proof? Is that what we're talking here?
Yep.
Holy crap. And then you drink it. It does not drink like a light proof, does it? Am I picking up a little bit of cherry? Apple? Cherry, apple, cinnamon? Wow. Anyways, I get a little vanilla.
I'm not getting the vanilla, but I'm definitely getting apple pie, spice.
So here's what they say. Creamy vanilla, muted caramel. I'll give you muted. Touch of brown sugar. It's sweet. Something, mm-hmm. You could say that. But then light berries, a dab of tobacco leaf, light oak, and satisfactory midpoint. I mean, this is such a unique review. I mean, we've gone off of Breaking Bourbon before. And you get this review, and that is not, this is not the normal review, right?
That seems to be most
it's descriptive. Yeah. I do like it.
I like it. Side palate, you pick up more of the oak again, but then going to the back palate, you pick up the sweetness, kind of a bitter sweetness. Maybe that is the tobacco leaf.
Yeah. So the finish, light spice, creamy vanilla, white peppercorn, leather, light oak, and lingering sweet spice. So I would say it's, for 86, it's one of the longest finishes I've had on a low proof, wouldn't you say?
It's not a finish that shakes you out of your chair, but it's a good one for 86 proof, exactly.
I have to say, for, you know, for the benchmark aspect of it. All right, let's see. Benchmark top floor bourbon is a good value bourbon that delivers a pleasing sip that most will enjoy. It won't blow anyone away, but much like Evan Williams Black Label, which is priced and proofed exactly the same, Benchmark does just, it's pretty damn good. And that was written by Jordan on April 18th of 2022. So that's recently. And you could see Jordan on, I think it's called the Bourbon Roundtable, put on by Kenny Coleman of Bourbon Pursuit. Jordan is on there regularly. So look at that. This is all I
drank. Holy mackerel.
That's it. I haven't had any more than this. On the rating system on that. So now we're going to go to the small batch. Now the small batch is 90 proof. I don't know. Grab another.
We'll do.
Don't get rid of it. That's yours. Okay. I'm pouring one up. Pour it here.
All right.
So the small batch here. You go.
I think it's probably pretty much the same thing. But
no, I think it talks about being.
Let me see what we got.
See, it says small batch down there. You gotta basically. I will find that. Here we go, folks.
Okay, so Benchmark Select Cask Small Batch. Select barrels are chosen for this small batch Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey by our master distiller. The aroma of vanilla and oak gives way to delightful hints of caramel, leather, and honey.
Is the side the same?
That's the whole thing that I read before.
Are you sure it's exactly the same?
Well, it sure looks like it. No, it's the same thing. Okay. How much money you got in your wallet? I'll bet you it's the same thing.
I'm betting. I'm just like, you like skip over and say, it sure looks like it. Bastard. Benchmark small batch bourbon total wine. All right, let's see what Buffalo Trace. We'll go to Buffalo Trace and see what they have to say about Benchmark small batch bourbon. Select barrels are chosen for this small batch bourbon by our master distiller, which is Harlan Wheatley. Bottled at 90 proof, this small batch bourbon is a testament to quality and craftsmen. Ship. Shit. All right. I'm not gonna do the tasting notes. Let's give this thing a whirl. I know that I was watching on most of the podcasts like the Top Shelf, but also Benchmark. They think this was an experiment to do these different series. To see if they could, maybe it would be something they do with some of their higher end, you know, like George T. Stagg or Stagg Jr. or E.H. Taylor's or whatever. E.H. Taylor Top Shelf, E.H. Taylor, you know, small, you know, maybe they'll do that. Who knows? But that's kind of what we've been. Ooh.
Wow. That's really got a great nose.
For a small batch, yeah.
My God. Well, that's caramel and buttered popcorn.
I was going to say buttery.
Yeah.
Okay. Aroma of vanilla, oak, caramel, leather, and honey.
Honey?
Now, that might be on the tasting, but I'm getting actually buttered, salted caramel.
Yeah.
Popcorn. Buttered, salted.
Yeah, there's popcorn. Definitely buttered something there. But
I would have to say that compared to Elijah Craig, this actually has a better nose than an Elijah Craig small batch. Not talking about Elijah Craig other things, but their small batch, their general thing, that's what it is. I like this better.
This has got a good nose.
Your nose blows.
I blew my nose.
No way. No fucking way.
All right, I'm here to tell you that's really good. I mean, really good.
Yeah, really, really good. Is Roxy going to make a guest appearance with a question?
I just want to know if
you were
done.
We're not in fucking club. Roxy wants to know if we're done. We're 2 into 5. So, all right, you can, I mean, hell. All right, anyways, so let's, I want to do that again because fuck me. What the shit? There's no way this is supposed to taste this good. I get the honey.
I get honey.
Oh,
I still get the butter. I get the caramel.
And Count Chocula.
You know, as much as it pains me to admit it, you may be right. There might be just a hint of malted something
like
there.
Like Count Chocula, the cereal. Oh, I don't get Frankenberry. I'm getting Count Chocula on this, bitch. Holy crap. It's like that's
I've never had Count Chocula. I guess I live
in... Oh, I guess you've never had Count Chocula?
As hard as it is to believe that, you know, I'm the chocolate vampire.
What kind of cereal were you in the 70s? I mean, when the 14 essential vitamins and minerals was like somehow healthy for you in the morning while your teeth rotted out of your mouth.
Oh, my God. What did I like? I like Captain Crunch and Golden Grahams.
What about Quisp? No. I loved Quisp. I loved, what was it? The cookie one. Cookies and Crisp. And then, oh my God, there's just so many different cereals. I would have to say I liked Corn Pops. I really did. Kellogg's Corn Pops. And I also liked, what's the other one? I mean, there wasn't one sugar cereal I didn't like. I mean, if it's in the fucking cupboard, I'd eat it. But we used to have Captain Crunch-a-thons where me and my friends, when we were like 17, 18 years old, we'd watch movies like get together and all get together, drink James Bond movies, like 10 of us, and then we'd just eat boxes of Captain Crunch with Crunchberry, Captain Crunch with peanut butter.
Crunch. Peanut butter crunch.
And then we'd have, I forgot about that. So there'd be like 8, 9 guys and like 14 gallons of milk and like 25 boxes of cereal. And we
Jesus Christ, how much did you burn down before you had that?
It was like Captain fucking Crunch.
I mean, that's a serious munchie.
We called him Captain, because that's when I was running the triathlon when you were just trying to carb up all the time. You'd run 15 miles the next day. But there were Captain Crunchathons. I mean, we did that 3-4 times where we just ate Captain Crunch all fucking night long. It went from the like James Bond movies to Second City TV. And then it was like 3 o'clock in the morning with like watching like, you know, the Home Shopping Network. But we'd be just like eating. We ate Captain Crunch one time till 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God, I'd be dead.
All night long. No, you shit a lot. Dude. Anyways, Count Chocula. That's delicious. Hey.
What's the... Do you know the retail on that, Jeff?
I don't. Now, these are courtesy of Super Nash. He purchased all of them because here in Ohio, you ain't going to see this. They didn't distribute this. This experiment wasn't for Ohio. The Ohio experiment for Buffalo Trace is Weller. Weller is the Ohio experiment. This was elsewhere, but I was able to get this. He bought them. They're not expensive. Maybe he can chime in one to whatever, let us know. But this small batch is probably
really awesome.
Honestly, it's one of the best small batch I've ever tasted. When you're talking about like Elijah Craig small batch, and you're talking about the, you know, the lines of small batch 1792, different, you know, different higher end bourbons that have full proofs and they got everything. The small batches are disappointing usually compared. I mean, freaking Elijah Craig barrel proof is like a bomb. Elijah Craig small batch is great for mixing old fashions. But that is delicious. So let's get on to the next one. This is a I have not opened this. This is the single barrel, which is 96 proof. So we're going to go one higher. You could no, I don't need another one. I'll just...
All right.
All right.
Well, then I'll take
this. I open this. They're all screw caps. There's no corks. They are sealed with, like, the metal screw caps, so nothing special about that. It's similar to what Weller was before Weller went to 50 bucks and they gave you a cork, 107. Right. You know what I mean? All were screw caps before with the foil. This does that even, that's not foil. Yeah, it might feel
it's
that.
Some sort. It's a foil.
No, is it a foil? At least they give you a foil. But it's not a green foil or a red foil. It's a black foil. All right, single barrel. Let's see what, is that enough for you?
That's fine.
I don't need a new
one. I probably have another panel to read.
You sure as hell did. Yeah, old fucks reading panels. We're doing pretty good, folks. We haven't yet. Maybe someone could turn down the lights. There you go. All right, I'll go to you. A single barrel here. All right.
All right, here we go. So this is Benchmark single barrel, 95 proof.
95 or 6?
It looks like 95.
Yep, it was my eyes.
95 proof. Okay, single barrel. Only the best barrels are selected for this special Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. While every barrel is unique, each reflects the utmost standard for the finest taste and most smooth finish with every pour.
So I need you to pull your phone now. And while I'm reading my stuff, I want you to look up the mash bill for Benchmark. Is it what number? They don't disclose mash bills at Buffalo Trace, but what they do, I said do, they basically tell you what number it is and what other bourbons are part of that mash bill. And this is the part that I really have a problem. It's a single barrel, okay? And they're like, only the best barrels are selected for the bought and bottled at 95 proof for this Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. What is the mash bill on that number? And what other Buffalo Trace products use that? That's what I want to know. Now, if we can figure that one out, that would be a cool thing to do. And we've got him on that. But, the utmost standard for the finest taste and the most smooth finish with every pour. The tasting notes. A nose of toasted oak and baking spice. Now, see, I would completely agree with that. Whenever I have baking spices, I always associate baking spices to apple. You getting there?
Yeah, I'm not getting a lot of information. I'm getting a lot of hits, but nothing as specific as what you want.
Now, this seems a lot more like there's a little pepper. That's not as delicious. The baking spices, it's like apple with baking spices. It's kind of like very fallish on this single barrel. Still nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. Did you just search straight up Buffalo Trace math?
Okay, Buffalo Trace mash bill. It says Buffalo Trace mash number one speculated to be speculated to be 10 to 12% rye.
Okay, but what other? Now search what other? It's mash bill number one. So search what bourbons are. Mash bill number one at Buffalo Trace. Which bourbons use mash bill number one? Now, everybody's screaming at us. And just so you know, I kind of know, but I ain't saying shit because if I say the wrong thing, I will get lambasted by the groups. So we are making sure while we do this and we basically rate this. How was your fourth? We all had great. I had a great fourth. a weird weekend because I was out of town, then I wasn't out of town, and just the whole thing. So, but overall, it's I thought you were like some sort of computer whiz on finding shit on the internet. No?
Not at the drop of a hat.
If we were talking Kennedy, you'd be on that. Yeah. You wouldn't even need it. You already have
such I have that between my ears.
No. No, I'm not seeing the specific information that you all wish.
Right. All right, you start nosing it. And I will. It's a nose of toasted oak and baking spices, like I said, and leads to a complex palate of notes of caramel and citrus undertones. Now, that's what I'm going to say about that. And now I'm going to...
Oh, there's serious citrus in this.
Citrus. All right. So let's hit that. And then we will go back to plus... And we will search mash.
Wow. Citrus.
Mash bill.
Maybe some rye spice. Very little caramel in the nose.
No caramel. I didn't get caramel.
Yeah. I guess very little was my way of saying there probably isn't any, but I was leaving the door open all right. for people who thought there were.
So I got that.
I.e. you.
So, all right. So now we get to see. Mash bill number one is, believe it or not, Colonel Taylor, George T. Stagg, and Old Carter, Eagle Rare, Stagg Jr., and Buffalo Trace. So I'm going to say what the fuck to, I'm just straight up going to say what the fuck to Buffalo Trace, where... Where they say on their single barrels for benchmark, let's just, we'll call that shit out, right?
Right.
Because we're talking E.H. Taylor. We're talking about George T. Stagg. So how the hell?
Old Carter, for God's sakes.
Old Carter.
That's one of Super Nash's favorites.
But seriously, how the hell do they say... Only the best barrels. It's like, come on. The best barrels have to be put back. This is the start of Colonel Taylor, Old Taylor. This is the start of George T. Stagg.
Well, this is the best, but there's the best of the best. We're the best of the best.
So when I get Harlan Wheatley on again, and he's been on before, I'm going to ask him This is a hard question. It's like if you're shouting out the best on your bottom shelf, how do you come up with Old Taylor and Colonel Taylor? It's like marketing at its best, right? Right? Let's taste the shit out of this. It's like that's what I wanted to say. I'm like looking at Nashville number one. It's like fantastic. I mean, you're talking about Stagg Jr., Colonel Taylor. If you're taking the best barrels for benchmark single barrel, what's left for Colonel Taylor? Nothing.
Well, it just depends on how much they divvy up.
Well, that explains. Let me see. You want to know something? Here we go.
This is outstanding also. It's a very fine product.
But I am going to just pull a fucking fast one. Colonel Taylor single barrel. Get the last two cups ready. Or is there just one?
There's just one. You can have it.
All right. Let me see what this thing... Now, see, I'm not a fan of this single barrel of Colonel Taylor. Maybe I'm not a fan of this single barrel because they gave all of it...
Whoa.
What do you mean, whoa?
Just want a taste.
Look!
Well, let's save it for you. I just want a little taste. That's all. I can render my judgment from that.
I can't render my judgment anymore. All right, so here we go. So did they give the best barrels to benchmark on the single barrel program?
Okay, now the citrus goes away, and this is a honey vanilla taste.
An armpit. There's a little bit of armpit in there.
I don't think so.
No. That is shit. Yuck. I'm telling you, I knew this barrel of... So basically, this is a bottled and bond single barrel. So Benchmark is not bottled and bond. So Benchmark is aging in warehouses that aren't bonded, and Colonel Taylor is aging, same exact mash bill, in the bottled and, you know, the bottled and bond warehouse.
4 years.
Two.
Bottled and bond is 4 years.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So, but it also has to be bonded by the federal government.
Whereas a bonded warehouse.
Those don't. But I'm going to tell you, seriously, I've not been a fan of this bottle, this single barrel. And single barrels are a mixed batch. We know this because the first ever single barrel is Blanton's, and we've had good Blanton's and bad Blanton's.
Not so good Blanton's, yeah.
Well, this bottle of E.H. Taylor single barrel, I'll put up the small batch against this. Every single small batch I've ever had against this single barrel, and this was not one of the good ones. And you have to admit, we just compared the two. And the single barrel Colonel Taylor, bottled in bond, 100 proof, did not match up to the deliciousness of the 95 proof single barrel. This 95 proof single barrel
benchmark
kind of kicked its ass. Yeah, there's sweetness in that is there, which is non-existent in the Colonel Taylor.
You lose the citrus completely.
And you get a really rich oakiness to the
Colonel Taylor.
Yeah. So that just tells you. I mean, okay. So what are they doing? They're saving their best barrel. Okay, so the difference between Benchmark single barrel, which they're picking out, is they're picking the best barrels out of the warehouses that aren't bonded. Whereas the Colonel Taylor, which is the same mash bill, they're picking the best barrels out of the warehouses that are bonded.
Right.
All right. So there we go.
Now that we've established that.
Pretty cool, right? Wouldn't you say?
Breed.
That was me rubbing up against the microphone. No, sorry. So here we go. This is
bonded. Now this will be interesting.
So this is bonded. Now this is in a single barrel. This is 100 proof. It's not a single barrel. It's a blend. And you get to do another reading while I look up the bonded.
Cool. Benchmark single season bonded. Well, that all bonded is a single season. It's 100 proof. It's 4 years old, minimum. Bonded. Bottle and Bond Act of 1897 set strict standards for bonded whiskey. This 100 proof Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey aged 4 years to meet those standards. Enjoy the rich flavor and long, smooth finish.
All right, let's... Now, that single barrel we just opened, the bonded has been opened, and we are tasting that. Which, seriously, folks, the single barrel benchmark blew away that single barrel E.H. Taylor. And single barrel E.H. Taylor, now I'm not saying that other single barrels of E.H. Taylor aren't good. But that bottle was not my favorite. It's been around forever because I just don't like it. But I would drink that single barrel benchmark. Now, this is a bonded 100 proof. All right, let's give this a nosing. What was that? fireworks left sounds over like fireworks. From the 4th of July. Yeah. Oh, the nose on this is fantastic. Best nose yet. And there's been better nose. First, it's a caramel apple.
Wow. You're getting apple?
I'm getting caramel apple. Caramel is, this is the most caramel benchmark
yet. I'm definitely getting caramel. I'm not picking up apple.
I get it on the nose, like when I'm,
Let me give it a minute here.
The caramel's right on the, and then when you breathe in.
Well, the caramel's in your face.
Well, you breathe in fully, the apple's on the, on your sides of your, on the side of your nose.
Nah. Yeah, okay, maybe. I'm getting a very minute amount.
Okay, they call the apple vanilla.
Well, see, that's more like what I'm tasting than is vanilla, because it doesn't taste...
You haven't tasted
it. Well, with my nose. That's what I'm nosing, okay, or sniffing, or whatever you want to say. What have you been sniffing today? Uh-oh. You just dropped something.
Oh, no, we kind of dropped the whole podcast. It's hanging.
Pick the podcast up.
It's hanging. Oh, please let me put it back down.
Yeah, I'm not getting any apple, really. It's vanilla. There's very little sharpness to it.
I'll give you, it's like when they save an, all right, so tasting notes. A nose of citrus and honey follows through on the palate with a touch of light oak, caramel, and vanilla. So, that's a nose of citrus and honey, but I get a nose of caramel and vanilla. Now, but I got that.
Oh my God, is that good?
What is going on?
This stuff is insane. I mean, it's just insanely good.
This is so much fucking fun doing this. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but it confuses the hell out of you, though. It's like, this isn't supposed to, this is benchmark. It's not supposed to taste like this.
You gotta
understand. But everybody's up their game. I mean, you know that all bets are off when we had that expression from Jack Daniels, the triple mash, and it blew us away.
But put it this
everybody way. Everybody has up their
everybody's
game.
Everybody's up their game.
It's just
but
different.
Harlan Wheatley, here, I'll give you one thing. God's up this game. For aging whiskey. The weather in Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana has been spectacular. And that's upping its game. What have we? We've probably had more 90-degree days in Ohio in spring and the start of summer
than we've had in a long time.
Right. And that those 90 that top floor shit that's happening, you know. It's the game's been upped, but this is delicious.
I'm getting very little oak, maybe towards the finish.
That
towards the back of my palate completely, but it's this is really good caramel taste.
I get light
vanilla,
oak.
Vanilla,
caramel, and vanilla.
But I'm really not getting the apple. I maybe just a ever so slight.
It was only on the nose.
Hint of it. I'm definitely not getting it on the taste. I'll give you that it may have been there on the nose. I'm getting more vanilla and caramel on the nose. And that kind of follows through with the taste, quite frankly.
I would have to say the single barrel and the bonded took, and the small batch was better than the top shelf.
Yeah, the top shelf, which wasn't bad. If somebody wants to send me a case of top shelf, I'll take it. But if given the choice, the last three are better than...
Just for your information, Xavier, when you leave tonight, you get to pick your favorite and you can leave with that bottle. It's just how this works. There's no way I'm going to be able to... Actually... I'm going to let you leave with two bottles, brother, because...
You may be my favorite person in the history of ever,
you
know that?
I might be your favorite person, but who the fucking drink this much bourbon? No,
oh, you can't.
No, I can taste it. I cannot drink it. This benchmark line... All right, so we're going to hit... Do we have an empty glass at all? Is there one?
No, I think we've nailed them all.
Yeah. All right, so this is...
Foolproof.
Foolproof. a lot of people love this. I'm going to throw this out here. And I'm going to first pour it. It's been opened, so this isn't a neck pour like it was on the single barrel, which killed the E.H. Taylor. And
I gave you enough, but I gave you enough.
Yes, you did.
I'm you know, you gotta have enough. So this is the foolproof. Now we're talking about Stag. Stag is the foolproof. Stag.
Oh, I have the early version. Too.
Yes, you do.
So the old man that is effing blind has to get out his flashlight.
Foolproof. This Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey is bottled at the same proof that it enters the barrel. Bold and robust, this 125 proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey unveils hints of chocolate, brown sugar, and spice. Sip and savor. Here's your chocolate.
Tasting notes. The scent of deep brown sugar and chocolate are followed by a bold taste of caramel baking spice. The finish is long and rich. If this is anything like the other four bottles, this is going to be fantastic. 125 proof is what this is?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is delicious. Caramel and chocolate. It's a marathon bar. It lasts a good long time. I smell it. Straight up. Yeah.
You know what I smell? It, when you open up a box of cake mix, chocolate cake mix like Duncan Hines or something like that.
With the caramel little, they give you the packs but and then you squeeze the caramel on top.
No, I'm talking about before it's made. Just that when you, that aroma of the powdered cake mix.
Look, this excites me. This is for you, Alan, right there. Mr. Bishop. God damn. What the hell are they doing at Buffalo Trace? Harlan?
I think they got their barrels mixed up, man. This is like really, really good.
Super Nash gave me this in November. December 4th, when we went. Remember when I was drinking the old Carter at the hotel? I drank his whole bottle of old Carter. He was drinking the foolproof line. He kept opening them up and drinking them. He brought them for me, but it's taken us a while to get to this point, but this is freaking phenomenal.
This is stupid good. I mean, it really is. I mean, for what these cost versus what you're going to pay for Weller's or Colonel Taylor... I mean, this is insane.
This is insane.
Yeah.
The chocolate on this is in fucking insane. It's like, fuck this.
Well, I'm definitely not taking that one because that's your chocolate. That's in your wheelhouse.
No. 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 You take what you like.
Okay.
What you like is yours. Two of those bottles. Because... look around. When am I ever going to revisit it? When? Right?
Right.
No, seriously. Everybody keeps saying, I got a bottle coming from... oh, God. I should be able to remember her name. Amanda Bryant. I believe that's her name.
Right. That is the name.
Okay, and that comes up.
And it's going to be a bottle of Tennessee whiskey, right?
I'll let you know exactly what it was. I have no idea what it is. It's when I posted, Amanda is a distiller. She's been on Moonshiners. She's been on the Moonshiners Master Distiller. She's working as a distiller, but when I posted, what are you drinking? For under $55. She posted a bourbon, and I'm sorry I don't remember the distiller's name off the, you know, straight off the top of my head, but that's right. Not how Tiny works. I remembered her name.
You so remember that's my pretty name. Good. You remember my name. So
Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or, well, no, it's Xavier.
Xavier.
Folks, we're so lame, we came up with these aliases to use on online. Xavier and Tiny, and half and half the time, and half online or on
wine
on our on our internet presence
when we're whining like little babies.
We're so old and senile and lame that we don't use them most of the time.
No, I know. I wasn't. I used the actual name on purpose. I understand because I know who, I know you're Xavier.
I fucking know you know that I'm Xavier.
You're a college. Oh my god! You're a college in Cincinnati.
There you go. That's exactly right.
Yes. Plus, you're Xavier, and you cut hair at Turges.
At Turges.
Altered Images.
Oh, wait a minute. That's your company.
It used to be, and we used to. What we used to be. I was Tiny, and my and Brent was. I forget who he was, but you're Xavier, and we were all hairstylists at. So we took Altered Images. Turned it into
Turges.
Yeah, we were hairstylists at Turges.
Got it. Oh.
I swear to God, we just made up.
Maybe you should lay off the really high proof stuff for just a while.
We should.
Just
wait, a I'm going to chow it. We're making Facebook Reels left and fucking right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Cheers to Facebook Reels. I'll pull it back in. I'll show you.
Here, I got just a little bit left there.
I'm not drunk. So here we go. And everybody expects me to get drunk, right? And you to get drunk, right? Isn't that how this
Something
works?
Something like that.
But anyways, we just tasted, when we do five bourbons, we're going to be buzzed. Especially since all I had for dinner was a smoothie.
I'm going to be sleeping on your basement couch for an hour or two before I drive.
Yes, and I'll be uploading soon. But this foolproof is fantastic.
It is. What's amazing is what do you not smell? What do you not get on the nose?
Ethanol.
Right. There's none.
Milk dud?
Maybe.
Why?
I get cake mix. Like Duncan Hines or something like that. Pillsbury.
I'll go to chocolate cake mix.
Yeah.
But I still get the caramel.
Yep. There's caramel. Definitely caramel.
So, anyways, cheers to Harlan Wheatley for putting out a fantastic line of Benchmark.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It was like Benchmark 8, which was, I've used Benchmark for bourbon balls.
Right.
We've used that before. It's a really nice, cheap, Benchmark 8 is, I believe, like $18.99 a bottle. When you get into this line, you're talking in the 20s, but there's nothing. I don't believe there's anything that even goes into the 30s. I don't even think the foolproof goes into the 30s.
I'm here to tell you that's a hell of an expression, set of expressions there.
Family, I would have to
family
say.
Family of expressions.
If you can pull these off, the foolproof. Bonded. Single barrel. The single barrel was damn good. I mean, we put the single barrel up against the small batch and the top floor. Now, everybody that I've watched likes the top floor. But on this tasting, I like the top floor. But I'm going to go with the single barrel and the foolproof as my favorite. What were you thinking as your favorite? What are you going to take home?
I will probably take home the bonded. That was predictable, right?
Yeah, you like the bonded. You need to. We need to do a podcast with. Oh my!
I am probably going to take home the bonded. Which one of these was your favorite?
I'm not telling you.
I want to leave you with your favorite. I will. I think the bonded, definitely the bonded, maybe the small batch.
Okay. That is definitely something that you get to do. Folks, Once again, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I'm Tiny. This year's Xavier. We are going to let Kenny Fuller take us out today.
Kenny, what an awesome job you did with
because,
that.
Because, honestly, what you've done with this, and this isn't finished yet. We talked a little bit over the 4th of July weekend. He's going to come up. I asked him if he was okay for adding something in. He's going to do it. So it's not finished, but there's just no way I can sit here and say that I don't absolutely love this. Ugh. I play this over and over to keep eventually memorizing the words because I've seriously, have you ever had a song written about something personal? I mean,
oh yeah. Well, learning the words to any song, you know.
But you're learning the words to John Cougar singing a song or any song.
Oh well, I've
yeah. But seriously,
I've had to learn a lot of lyrics.
Yes, you have. But this is lyrics about you. It's what you've created. Someone singing a song about what you've created. It's just like something that I've never experienced. I mean, first, Little Steve-O does our opening so that we're copyright infringement, you know, free.
Right. And how
that was awesome.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. But now you're talking about someone who wrote a song about you. And you know where that came from. We're at the Kentucky...
the Bourbon Barbecue Challenge.
The Bourbon Capital
Barbecue
Challenge. The start of Kentucky Bourbon Festival. And we're there, and Kenny's sitting there after we've just done the interview with Luca Mariano. He's part of the Luca Mariano team, correct?
Right.
And he's like, Scotchy Bourbon Boys, I could come up with something. And then I'm like, yeah, let's try it. And all of a sudden he produces, I get the music, and then he gives me the lyrics, and I'm ecstatic. So here we go. Once again, remember, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Check us out for everything Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Top right-hand corner is the Patreon button. Please click that and then support us. All your support every month really helps us out. There's going to be a new addition to the Scotchy Bourbon Boys for our barrel picks. If you join Patreon, you join the monthly subscription, you will be able to have access to our barrel picks when we do that. Our first ever was just done. It's called the Barrel Room Scotchy Bourbon Boy Select. It's a Knob Creek pick. It's limited to the Scotchy Bourbon Boys at 70 bottles, and they are selling quickly, but in the future, we've got Spirit of French Lick and hope to do many more. So if you want access to that, click on that. The Patreon, what would you say, program will be starting soon. But you can support us in so many different ways. Plus, check out all the different levels to support us. You can get a tasting by Xavier. You can get a tasting by myself. You can get a tasting by Supernash. Those tastings include tasting Matt of the bourbons I send you. And once you get those bourbons, set up a time and a date, and I will go through each bourbon and do the tasting for you, or Xavier, or Supernash. So check that out on Patreon in the future. We are on Twitter, Facebook,
Instagram,
TikTok,
and YouTube.
Between the two of us, we got it. Five things to remember, and it takes two of us to remember all five, but we're doing it.
And then all major podcast formats, please. Like, listen, and subscribe, and comment. So, once again, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and Kenny Fuller is going to take us out.
Way to be, Kenny.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, and thank you.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.